An increase to a tax credit for volunteer firefighters and search and rescue personnel has been doubled. According to a media release from North Island Powell River MP Rachel Blaney, this increase to the tax credit provides much-needed financial help for the volunteers who defend communities. Rural communities have always counted on the work of firefighters and search and rescue personnel, and as the weather gets more extreme, these services are paramount, stated Blaney. Unfortunately, instead of fighting for our rural, northern, and remote communities, Pierre Poiliev and conservatives are calling on the government to cut services people rely on like dental care, affordable childcare and health care. New Democrats are always on the side of working people. We know our communities are stronger when we recognize the tireless work of our firefighters and search and rescue people. The release stated that for years, the NDP has called for increasing the firefighter tax credit to give volunteer firefighters some financial help and additional training. In 2021, Courtenay, Alberni MP Gordon Johns brought forward a bill to help volunteer firefighters and search and rescue teams with growing costs, plus measures to encourage hiring and retention by increasing their tax credit. Johns reintroduced the bill again last winter, and on March 10, through the hard work of the Canadian Association of Fire Chiefs, advocates such as Parksville City Councillor and former volunteer firefighter Sean Wood, and the NDP, volunteer firefighters will get the support they deserve, the release stated. Last summer, wildfires raged across Canada and, in communities from coast to coast to coast, brave, volunteer firefighters did their part to protect our homes, our communities and our lives, stated Johns. It's long overdue that the men and women who risk their lives to save our communities are being recognized with more financial help through this tax credit. The NDP never gave up and now the volunteer firefighters who save lives will get the financial break they deserve. These are people who often have 9-to-5 jobs and they're doing heroic work in their free time. The least the federal government can do is acknowledge their work with this extra help. Join the Peak's email list for the top headlines right in your inbox Monday to Friday. prpeak.com/account/mailing list.